talking rugby with the number one coach of the Pirates, Matt Kelly. How are you, mate?
Well, thank you. How you going?
Yeah, good. How's your forecasting for today's round going? Five teams, four positions, Walker safe. What's going to happen?
Yeah, well, hopefully we can sneak into the top four. That'd be nice if Narrabri happened to do us a favour and beat Moree. That would be the best case scenario, but we've got to go out to Barrow today and do a job against them and hopefully pick up a bonus point.
Yeah, look, that is the key to it all, isn't it? You've got to do what you've got to do, and whatever happens out the other game happens. Unless it's a draw, someone will be doing you a favour, either Moree or Narrabri, I would imagine.
Yeah, so, and if Gunnedah could lose, that would be fantastic, but they're all long shots, but we got ourselves in this position, so we've only got ourselves to blame.
Yeah, look, the team named through the media during the week looks like a fairly strong team for you guys, eh?
Yeah, no, it is. We're very confident in what we're taking out there today, but we're probably about five short of where at the start of the year, the side that we thought we'd take into semi. So just through injuries, we've lost, just in the last fortnight, we've lost two players with ACL, so we're definitely looking to step up and state their claims for their spot.
Yeah, look, I think it was a bit unlucky with Jake Douglas coming back and then losing him so suddenly afterwards. That was a shame.
Yeah, definitely. That was that hurt. More morale than anything.
Yeah.
We couldn't really invest too much importance on his position. He only played the 25 minutes in one game. He was still good enough to score three tries in that. And then he went out in the following game. So it was really disappointing to see all the effort that he put into his training and all that sort of stuff, and what he's capable of is amazing, but just injuries, they get everyone.
Yeah, look at those. Your scrum looks pretty good today, your back row in particular, probably in your front row. You got some experience in that back row.
Yeah, there's a lot of experience there, so they're hopefully they can take it into games like today where we really need them boys to step up and use that experience in
those
big games.
Yeah, look, it'd be interesting between Richard O'Halloran playing on halfback and Dougie Biffin on a breakaway. Do they conduct a legal case in the game, or do they just get on and play rugby?
They talk their legal jargon, and not many of the other boys can understand it, to be fair. If they want to, he gets it. That seems to be the case so far. So, but Richie's been, he's a breath of fresh air coming, so it's great having him around the group.
Yeah, look, in your front row, I mean, that front row, to the inexperienced eyes like myself, that's a pretty solid front row, Leach, Collins and Collins.
Yeah, definitely. So, and we're also lucky enough to have Angus White coming in off the bench, who's played nearly all year in first grade, who just with Tim coming back from a broken hand, he was out for about 10 weeks with a broken hand, so they've really stepped up. So we've got a bit of depth there, and hopefully we can use that today.
Mate, best result going forward is you guys could finish as high as, what, second or third?
As high as third,
yeah.
But hopefully anywhere will do us, but third would be nice, but we're happy to take fourth, and but the worst we're done today, so it's an early rest for the boys, which hopefully isn't the case, but we'll be ready if we're good enough to get fourth spot.
I think it's too good a side to finish outside that five, and with that game where Narrabri playing against Moree, that really does everybody a bit of a favour, to be honest.
Yeah, so that'll be a great game out there today, and but I think it just shows the strength of the competition this year. It's really close, and everyone's knocking off everyone else, so it's surprising every week the results that they have, so it's good in that respect, but obviously we probably prefer to be higher up, but we've only got ourselves to blame, like I said.
Yeah, look, and you and I talked very early in the season, and Nostradamus you are, because I think you put the four teams that are sitting in front of you currently as the teams to get past. So you were pretty spot on in that regard. Walker obviously has just been outstanding again this year.
Yeah, they're a great side, so hopefully we can, it'll be nice to write another chapter. We've been lucky enough to be on the right side of the last couple of grand finals against them, and obviously this year's probably their best chance, so it'd be nice to interrupt that party on them. So hopefully if we're lucky enough to put ourselves in that position, we're good enough on the day. So once you get into semi-finals, anything can happen, and we just need to be good enough to get there.
Well, you're 1 point behind Galileo going into this. Go out and win that game. Get the bonus point and see what happens. All the very best of luck, and thank you for taking the time on what would be a very busy day for you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Matt. Good luck to the Pirate Boys on the road out there to try and win that game and see what happens from there on going forward. In other sport coming up this weekend, we should